This recording of a channeling session is intended for your personal use only and is protected by copyright. Please do not duplicate it for any commercial means, and please do not post it to any website. Feel free to post a link back to it on www.josiah.com. Thank you.
Well, now, it is indeed a pleasure to once again listen back into your vibrational level. We would like to take a moment to express our greetings to each of you in this world. To express our gratitude for you once again offering us this opportunity to interact and to share with each of you. Now, before we begin, we would once again remind you that there exists this opportunity for the rest of you to be involved in what we like to refer to as a silent communication or a telepathic interaction and exchange of information that is available to the rest of you. You will find as a result of the energy that you have created in this space on this afternoon that it's quite easy for you to alter your consciousness and enter into what you might refer to as a meditative state, and in that altered state of consciousness have the opportunity to telepathically interact and share information with other entities that would be with us on this afternoon, or indeed that portion that you like to refer to as your higher self or that spot of consciousness that you are. And once again, you will find it quite easy to alter your consciousness and to enter into that meditative state should you choose to do so. You have but to close your eyes and express the intent. But as always, the choice to be involved in that, participate in that action is yours, absolutely. We suggest that it could be beneficial, but we do not in any way imply that you must be involved. Your choice, always. To be involved in any suggestions that we may make to you. You exist in an illusionary reality. And it becomes very difficult to understand the scope and grasp of what it is that you're involved in your creative process. In a manner that you can apply to and understand in your awakened consciousness state in this illusionary reality that you're involved in, where you once again, while you are in that awakened consciousness state, believe that this is the most important existence or part of the existence that you're involved in. We've suggested many times that you put in place this electromagnetic type of energy that limits your capacity to understand who and what you are, and that this energy is the strongest or has the strongest influence upon your ability to understand who and what you truly are while you are in this awakened consciousness state, in this illusionary reality. And to some extent, the energy remains in effect and limits your capacity to understand who and what you truly are to all the levels of your consciousness while you continue to exist within this vibrational level that you choose to exist within. That you're not put here because you must learn something or because you must be subjected to some type of a growth process, but rather because you choose to exist within the vibrational level, within this illusionary reality, and once again, for the purpose of which we have suggested many times, the opportunity to experience intense range of emotions and feelings that are associated with your illusionary reality when you, in effect, do not believe in your awakened consciousness state that you are in control. Indeed, at other levels of your consciousness, you continue to a certain extent believe that you are not in control. memories that you bring back from your so-called altered state of consciousness many times are influenced by that electromagnetic type of energy, by that veil, to limit your capacity to understand what it is that you're involved in your altered states of consciousness, particularly in your deep dream states and in your what we refer to as between incarnational states, where you put in place and affect and alter many of your beliefs and belief systems. It's not to say that it's not possible for you to alter those beliefs and belief systems in your awakened consciousness state, but it's much more difficult to retain the memories of the activities that you're participating in at other levels of consciousness in those, once again, between the incarnational states or the deep dream states that each of you participate in. You have in your beliefs and belief systems what we refer to as various categories of beliefs, your human consciousness belief systems and your societal and your individual belief systems. The human consciousness belief systems are very difficult for you to alter. And many of them, once again, are put in place and you agree to participate in and to perpetuate in your altered state of consciousness that we refer to as the between incarnational state. Because of your belief in time and space, it's easier for you to grasp some type of an understanding of that concept of between incarnational state of consciousness by suggesting that that's when you are not in a awakened consciousness form, when you have died, in other words, when you are in what, once again, we refer to as a between incarnational state. What's difficult to grasp, particularly in your awakened consciousness state, is that time and space are illusionary, and that you're involved in and participating in all of the levels of consciousness in the now. It becomes a very difficult concept to grasp. And very difficult to give an explanation for by the utilization of some type of vocabulary or through the use of words in attempting to explain something which you don't have the language or the words to facilitate the explanation. To suggest, for example, that you exist in the now, is still utilizing and referring to some type of a belief in time and space. We have a now, which is referring to the present, which is seemingly between your past and your future. And it's not really that at all. The now that we refer to is a summation of all, of the past and present and future. And yet to give you some type of an explanation of your existence in various levels of your consciousness, and particularly in your so-called between incarnational state, it's difficult for you to grasp that you exist in your so-called now, in this particular incarnational period, and yet at the same time are involved in beliefs and belief systems that you are participating in alteration and in putting in place in that between incarnational state. Being suggested that you are all that is. Even that has its limitations. We're suggested that you are a piece of the one, which has its limitations. We're suggested that you are the spark of consciousness, which has its limitations. All inferring that there is somehow this greater all, and that you are but part of it, and it's really not that at all. Once again, it defies explanation. And yet to suggest you are all that is as close as we can come to utilize, once again, your vocabulary and attempts to give you some type of an explanation. But you are all that is. Your existence in this vibrational level is not based upon the passage of time, although in your awakened consciousness state, once again, the passage of time and space validate the illusion that you're not in control. It gives you this so-called past that you believe is a permanent occurrence that's difficult, it's not impossible for you to alter it. Well, it infers that there is a future that you somehow cannot perceive, but that you can have to a certain extent for many some type of an effect upon based upon the choices and decisions that you make in your so-called present. And we're suggesting that none of that exists, that the past can be and is altered as readily as you alter your future. But that, once again, is a concept that defies explanation in your belief in time and space. A belief that you have by consensus agreed to participate, to facilitate and to perpetuate as long as you continue to exist in this vibrational level. And even that statement suggests that there is going to be a passage of time before you leave this vibrational level, and it's not really that way. Once again, it defies explanation. You see, in your awakened consciousness state, you believe in this beginning, and this past to the present, and that somewhere in the future there is an end. And it doesn't exist. It's an illusion. And we suggest that you are all that is. We're suggesting that each of you, while you are separate, are all the same one. It becomes a difficult concept to grasp how you can all be one and yet be individuals, and yet we assure you that each of you are an entity, and yet each of you are all that is, and therefore each of you are one. For to be all that is means that you are indeed one, and yet you are, once again, individual entities. A very difficult concept to grasp, and it defies, once again, an explanation. As we have suggested many times, go it inside to experience the understanding of who and what you truly are. For you will not find it written down in a book, and it will defy all types of explanations. Go with inside. The answers that you seek are with inside. You are all that is. You exist as a multidimensional personality. And even that becomes very difficult for you to grasp in your so-called belief in time and space. What we're suggesting is that as a multidimensional personality, existing in a concept of the now in which the past and present and future don't really exist, you all are experiencing a multitude of existences, if you wish, of lifetimes, of incarnational periods, at the same concept of the now. Within that concept, the time and space do not exist. You, once again, hold beliefs and belief systems that are comprised of our three different types of beliefs. The human consciousness belief systems, the societal belief systems, and the individual belief systems. The human consciousness belief systems, once again, are the most difficult to change. there are belief systems that not only refer to and are incorporating your beliefs in time and space and what we refer to as the laws of physics, but to a great extent also affect your so-called DNA and genetic codes that you choose to bring into a particular incarnational period. Very difficult for you to alter. Not impossible, but very difficult for you to alter. These beliefs, these human consciousness belief systems, and particularly the ones that we refer to as your possibilities for experience to occur within a particular incarnational period, are put in place in what we refer to as that between incarnational period to a great extent. Not entirely, absolutely not, but to a great extent. And you, as you participate in this incarnational period, make the choices and decisions and hold various thoughts and feelings that influence and alter the desires and expectations that you have in this awakened consciousness state, and as a result they influence and alter the energy that surrounds the DNA that brings into place and presents as possibilities and probabilities for various events or experiences to occur within this particular incarnational period. And you can influence it, not only can, but do. It's important to understand that you do, each of you, whether you choose to believe it or not. You see, once again, there are but three things that you cannot change. And one of them is that you create the reality that you experience. And you do that through your choices and decisions and your thoughts and feelings and the beliefs that you hold. You create the illusionary reality. Illusionary reality. It's important to grasp that concept as well, that it's an illusionary reality that you're experiencing, despite while you are in your awakened consciousness that it seems the most important and influential experience that you could ever have. It really isn't. And so you, once again, through your thoughts and feelings and choices and decisions, what it is that you desire, influence the energy that surrounds the DNA and present the possibilities and probabilities for certain experiences to occur within a particular incarnational period. Many of those, once again, are based upon what we refer to as human consciousness belief systems. It's what's stored within your DNA and what's stored within your genetic code is something that is very difficult for you to alter. The human consciousness belief system. One that says, for example, that as a result of your genetic background, you're going to have the physical characteristics of someone who is a certain height and a certain skin color and will have a certain eye color, will have certain features that are genetically transferred and are very difficult for you to alter, the human consciousness belief system. Each of you participate in these various human consciousness beliefs and belief systems. And they influence your reality that you experience in an incarnational period. And many of the human consciousness belief systems you apply throughout various incarnational periods. Others, such as, for example, your genetic and DNA characteristics, you will alter, not only will you, but you alter from particular incarnational period to incarnational period. And we're, once again, speaking in terms based upon your belief in time and space, that somehow there's a passage of time between these incarnational periods when there really isn't time and space are illusionary. And then you have your societal belief systems, which we spoke of, that are belief systems that you exist within and utilize to a certain extent to allow your societies to function in some type of a orderly manner, and that each individual existing within that society can feel to a certain extent that it is a society that they would agree to and feel comfortable in. It's not always the case, absolutely not. But we're speaking in a general terms of a societal belief system. And so you have the societal belief system that you, once again, choose to be involved in at various levels of your consciousness, but is a belief or belief systems that you in your awakened consciousness state can choose to differentiate between and to alter. Not only can, but frequently do. To disagree with a societal belief or belief system. To choose to be involved in different societal belief systems. While it's many times a more difficult belief system to alter than it is your personal belief systems, it is nonetheless one which is frequently altered and much easier to alter than your so-called human consciousness belief systems. And then you have your personal belief system. Your personal belief systems are ones that are quite easy for you to alter should you believe that you have the capacity to alter. You see, there has the rub, so to speak. If you don't believe that you can alter your beliefs or belief systems, if you don't believe that you're in control and that you can influence the reality that you're involved in, once again, the reality that you experience is a validation of all beliefs that you hold. And the spark of consciousness that you are is all that is that you are. It is to you that which you desire, to validate the beliefs you hold, including all of your beliefs and belief systems. You see, we refer to belief systems because many times it's a combination of the human consciousness and societal and personal beliefs that form the belief system that are responsible for the reality that you experience. And so the individual belief systems, should you choose to believe that you have the capacity to alter beliefs in the first place, are the easiest for you to influence and to alter. Now, you are a multidimensional personality involved in a multitude of creation processes or incarnational periods, if you use to utilize that terminology, in the same time and same space, at the same time, in the now. And so you, in your altered states of consciousness, are participating in and interacting with the multidimensional personality that you are. It's like within your body you have a multitude of cells. And those cells are carrying on certain functions that seemingly are independent of each other. And yet, they are all one. And when the function is carried on in one part of your body, in what you may refer to as either a positive or negative capacity, it can in fact, and does affect, functions of other particular activities that are going on and being carried out through other parts of your body. see that, if you understand that that occurs, that if you have a part of your body that seems to be malfunctioning, that it can indeed interfere with and have effect upon other parts of your physical being. And conversely, when you reverse that aspect, when you have the positive aspects of functions going on in you throughout your body, it can indeed reverse and alter what you refer to as the negative aspects of activities that are being carried out within your body, each by individual cells that seemingly are carrying out functions independent of each other and yet influence each other. So it is that you have a multitude of lifetimes that you're participating in, each seemingly individual. Now, throughout these multitudes of lifetimes, you have for each of them this human consciousness belief system that you choose to bring in, to put into play. Very difficult, once again, for you to alter. And as a result of being very difficult for you to alter, consequently, it's also very difficult for that to have an influence on other incarnational periods. It's like, for example, if you choose to be involved in an incarnational period where you are, two choices that you have made, existing within a particular type of body, perhaps you are experiencing an incarnational period as a woman, for example, and yet in other incarnational periods you are experiencing a reality as being a man in that particular experience. The effects of one do not necessarily have a direct impact upon the effects of another. There are, once again, basically human consciousness beliefs and belief systems that you put in place in your between incarnational states and are very difficult for you to alter, and consequently do not have a great impact on each or other of the incarnational periods that you're involved in. And you are, once again, to utilize that concept of the now, experiencing multiple incarnational periods as various genders that it's possible for you to be involved in, that you wish to experience. It's important to understand that it's your choice. It's important to understand that you create the reality, and that it's illusionary, and that you not only can, but you alter it. You are all that is. And so you have these human consciousness belief systems that are difficult for you to alter, and as a consequence, seldom have much of an impact on other incarnational periods. In your altered states of consciousness, where you put in place these effects, you agree to participate in, to facilitate, and to maintain the human consciousness belief system throughout that particular incarnational period. Your choice to do so. And you have, once again, the societal belief systems. Societal belief systems can and do, for many, have the opportunity to impact and to influence the choices and decisions, the beliefs that you hold in your so-called altered states of consciousness, that can and do, in some instances, have impacts on your other incarnational periods. And so it is as well with your personal belief system. It becomes very difficult to give some type of an example of those types of beliefs and belief systems that influence a multitude of incarnational periods. But for example, you have within certain societal belief systems and carrying over into individual and personal belief systems, some who believe in the term that you like to refer to as karma, as cause and effect. And so, you, as an entity existing within this particular incarnational period, have chosen to put in place that belief system, sometimes made as a conscious choice in your awakened conscious state, a personal belief system that you utilize and that you put in place by your choices and decisions and your thoughts and feelings, by what it is that you desire. And so you hold this belief system of cause and effect, of karma, that if you are involved in some type of activity that it will somehow influence realities that you may experience in so-called future lifetimes. We say so-called future lifetimes because that's an illusion. It doesn't really exist. They exist in the now. And so as a result of that belief, personal and societal belief system that you choose to participate and to facilitate, there is the possibility and the opportunity for other lifetimes to be influenced, where you in those other lifetimes as well choose to hold a similar belief or belief system that your activities can be and are duplicated and sometimes reciprocated in other lifetimes. When you are, for example, involved in some type of a activity that you would judge as a positive activity, and you in other lifetimes hold a similar belief, then the realities influence each other in other incarnational periods. Your choice. And while it's a difficult concept to grasp, it's not necessarily something that occurs in your future or your past. That's illusionary. The whole experience is illusionary. And it's one that you agree to participate in. It's not like someone in this other lifetime is doing something that's influencing your lifetime. It's you, a multidimensional personality, which at various levels of your consciousness are agreeing to participate in and to facilitate, based upon many times conscious beliefs that you choose to hold as personal or as societal belief systems that are influencing your reality, not only in this incarnational period, but in other incarnational periods, as the other incarnational periods are influencing this reality. As a result of your agreement, it's important to understand that it's your choice, that it's your decision, and that it's based upon the thoughts and feelings and what it is that you desire to experience. It's an illusion. It's an illusionary reality. You are a multidimensional personality. You are all that is. You're not just this entity experiencing this one incarnational period. It's like, once again, to utilize the analogy of all of the cells in your body being involved in certain activities that are influencing all of the other activities that are being carried on throughout your physical being. Your consciousness exists within each and every cell of that physical being and is aware of what's occurring in those other cells. It's not like something is occurring in one cell on one side of your body and the other side is not aware of it. Absolutely not. And so it is. It's not like one incarnational period is experiencing something and another incarnational period is not aware of it. You are that multidimensional personality. You're not just this one entity experiencing this one incarnational period that is somehow having either a positive or negative effect on other incarnational periods that don't have the opportunity to be involved in or to understand or participate in the creation process. Much as the consciousness that exists throughout your entire being is aware of what's occurring in each and every cell. And whether you lack the results in your so-called awakened consciousness state or not, though the each of the consciousness and the each of the cells agree to participate, to validate, to give to you that which you desire. To give to you the validation of your beliefs and belief systems. To give to you the confirmation of the beliefs you hold. Your reality is an illusion. Not insignificant. In fact, it's very significant, but nonetheless, it's an illusion. You're all that is. And despite the limitations of that type of an explanation, the energy that you are exists within each and every cell of this entire illusion that you experience in your awakened consciousness state. It's an illusion. That becomes a difficult concept to grasp, particularly when you believe in this passage of time and space, and that somehow there must be a beginning and therefore there's going to be an end. It's an illusion. It's an illusion that you create, that you perpetuate, and that you choose to exist in. It's an illusion that appears to be real and beyond your capacity many times to control, because you choose to put in place the electromagnetic type of energy that limits your capacity to understand who and what you truly are. Limit your capacity to understand that you are a multidimensional personality, that you are all that is. That the only limitations to your creation process is your imagination. Your choices and decisions will indeed be influenced by your thoughts and feelings, by your beliefs and belief systems, by what it is that you desire. Your expectation will be a validation of your beliefs and belief systems. You are all that is. When you're involved in activities in this particular incarnational period, you are influencing many times and being influenced by other activities that you're involved in other incarnational periods, through your choices and decisions, your choice to be involved. It's not something that you're subjected to, it's something you choose to be involved in. You choose to limit your capacity to understand who and what you truly are. You choose to limit your capacity to understand the multidimensional personality and the activities that you are involved in. Various levels of your consciousness are involved in a multitude of activities that are interacting with each other and influencing various incarnational periods from one to the other. To once again utilize our analogy similar to the cells within your body that influence and have effect upon each other by the activities that they are involved in to facilitate your beliefs and belief system. Everything that you experience, without exception, is a validation of, and to bring into existence, to validate beliefs and belief systems, to give to you that which you desire, that which you choose to put in place. It becomes once again a very difficult concept to grasp, for the experiences, what you in your awakened consciousness, that would refer to as a negative experience. But at the level of consciousness from which you create this reality, there is no such thing as a negative or positive experience. All are created from a position of absolute unconditional love to give to you that which you desire, to allow you to experience the intense range of emotions and feelings that are associated with that particular activity or experience. And many times, once again, there is interactions between your levels of consciousness from other incarnational periods that allow you to once again experience a certain emotions and feelings as a result of activities that you're involved in, that you choose to allow to be influenced by your subconsciousness that's involved in other incarnational period activities. What do you believe? It's an illusion. What's important to believe and to understand is that you create your reality. You are all that is, and that you cannot fail to come to that understanding. The rest is an illusion. The rest is up for grabs. The rest you not only can, but do alter constantly. In various levels of your consciousness, in various incarnational periods that are occurring in the now. The reality you experience is a reflection of the belief you hold. If you don't like your reality, alter the belief. Human consciousness belief systems are the most difficult to alter. Not impossible, but can be very difficult, absolutely. Your so-called genetic makeup is a particular choice and consequences of the choice that you made in your so-called between incarnational state. Your DNA carries within it the potential for various experiences to occur without or throughout a particular incarnational period. And by altering the energy that surrounds that DNA, you have the capacity to alter the potential for a particular experience to occur or to alter a particular occurrence that is happening within a particular incarnational period. Taking it from a probability to a possibility, or conversely from a possibility to a probability. You do it on a continual basis. Now many times you make choices and decisions over and over through what you refer to as your passage of time. Because you see, it validates it if it takes time. It validates it if it's some type of a progression to various stages based upon your choices and decisions that you have made over and over and over. And it's rather ironic that many times when one is experiencing a reality that you find less than desirable, particularly realities that you find less than desirable, many times those realities have come as a result of various choices and decisions that you have made over what you refer to as an extended period of time to validate once again your belief in time and space and to make it more real. And as a result of those extended choices and decisions, thoughts and feelings, you have altered the energy that surrounds the DNA, and you have taken what was once simply a possibility and you turned it into a probability. And so it's occurring and you're experiencing in the lifetime, and now you discover that, well, I don't like this reality or this experience and I'd like to change it. And so you believe that it's possible for you to suddenly not lack it. And what you have through your, once again, validation in your belief in time and space, taking what you refer to as a great amount of time through choices and decisions and thoughts and feelings to alter that energy and to make it a reality that you're experiencing, you suddenly don't lack it and you want to reverse it instantly. It's possible. You see, it's an illusionary reality. It's possible. But you believe in time and space. You hold that belief that it's very difficult for something to occur instantaneously. Not only is it very difficult, if it takes time, then it's more real. If it takes time and effort, then you give it more credibility. And it's something that's much more valuable if you have to work for it. And so, while you may wish that you could instantly reverse what you have spent in your belief in time and space and years of accomplishing, your belief in time and space make it very difficult for you to accept that it's possible for you to alter it instantly. The very belief that you've held, that you've put in place, to allow it to occur through choices and decisions and thoughts and feelings that once again you have applied over a lengthening period of time, becomes very difficult for you to instantly alter that. Difficult, not impossible. It's important to understand that it's an illusion once again. It's not impossible, but difficult. Difficult because your belief in time and space. Difficult because you believe that it's taken time to achieve it. How can you instantly end it? Yes, you can, absolutely, but it is difficult. Difficult because you need to step out of some of your human consciousness belief systems or even your societal and individual belief systems in order to accomplish that. But nonetheless, it's within your capacity to make the alterations, to make the changes in your thoughts and feelings, your choices and decisions, to reverse the process that alters the energy that surrounds the DNA, that takes away what is now being experienced in full bloom as a probability and turning it back into a possibility and reversing the process. It's within your capacity to do so, absolutely. It's an illusion. It's an illusion. But within the illusion, it's important to understand that you have agreed to participate in the human consciousness belief system in this passage of time and space, that you exist in this incarnational period, and that you have a beginning and an end to the incarnational period. The irony of it is that you can't die. You simply alter your consciousness. You can't terminate who and what you truly are. You are all that is. You exist within each and every cell throughout your entire vibrational level. And you'll continue to do so even in your altered state of consciousness that you refer to as between incarnational states. Time and space are illusionary, they don't exist other than what you experience in your awakened consciousness state. You are not separated from other entities that exist either within what you refer to as this incarnational period or other incarnational periods that you're experiencing. And if someone has seemingly, in your awakened consciousness state, ended their existence within this incarnational period, we assure you that the connection has not ended. You are all that is. each entity existing within your vibrational level and all of the other vibrational levels, all that is, you are one, and yet you are separate. You cannot lose your spirituality. You cannot lose contact with another entity, other than you choose to, in your awakened consciousness, that to participate in the illusion. But it's an illusion. This illusion that you experience in your awakened consciousness state is the most illusionary state that it's possible for you to exist in. You cannot sustain it. It takes a tremendous amount of energy and effort for you to sustain it. You will absolutely and without doubt, through your beliefs and belief systems, at some point, have to sleep. You cannot maintain your awakened consciousness that. Yet, if you understand that you will at some point sleep, and in that sleep state, yet if you will dream, you will enter into that state of consciousness where you are dreaming, where time and space do not have nearly the impact upon your reality that they do in your awakened consciousness state. Yet, if you understand that concept, each of you understands and believes that you will also terminate your existence in this vibrational level, that you will die. When you entered into this incarnational period, you agreed to participate in and to facilitate your belief in time and space, your belief in life and death. We were suggesting that it's an illusion and you don't really die. We're suggesting, once again, that this illusion is the most difficult reality for you to sustain and the most illusionary. And when you enter into that dream state, you are one step away in terms of consciousness states from the so-called between incarnational state, when you die, in other words. And each of you will understand that you will, at some point, leave this particular incarnational period. You will die, in other words. You've agreed to participate in that reality creation process. You've agreed to that termination of this incarnational period, as you have in multitudes of other incarnational periods. What you, even in your awakened consciousness state, can grasp and understand and accept is that when you die, that particular state of existence can be infinite. You understand that in that altered state of consciousness, that it is indeed much more sustainable than your so-called awakened consciousness state. What you don't grasp in your awakened consciousness state is that when you're in that in-between incarnational state, you are much closer to the real reality, to the real understanding of who and what you truly are, to the real connection to absolute and unconditional love, which is the basis from which you create this reality. You cannot fail to come to that understanding. You cannot fail. You did not enter into this illusionary reality because you thought that there was some type of test that you had to pass to get back to the understanding of who and what you truly are. You did not enter into this incarnational period because you thought you were going to exist for eternity. You did not enter into this incarnational period because you thought that it was going to be some type of an enlightenment experience. You entered into this incarnational period because you choose to experience the intense range of emotions and feelings that are as a result of the choices and decisions that you make and of the beliefs that you hold while you exist within this incarnational period, and you shall not in any way lose your connection with who and what you truly are. It's not something that you have to work at to achieve. It's an absolute guarantee that you cannot fail to come to the understanding of who and what you truly are. You are all that is. You create the reality, and you cannot fail to come to that understanding. And when you're in that altered state of consciousness that we like to refer to as the between incarnational state, you all are still influenced to a certain extent by this electromagnetic type of energy that you choose to put in place in this vibrational level. You are nonetheless in a state where that veil, if you wish, is very thin. And the concept and understanding that time and space are illusionary, that this reality is illusionary, exists for you to experience and to make the choice to continue to exist within this vibrational level or to experience creation processes in other vibrational levels. And even all of that type of an explanation is based upon your belief in time and space, which is an illusion. The answers are inside each of you. We would encourage each of you to go with inside. To go with inside. To get a grasp of an understanding and a glimpse of the emotions and the feelings that surround the concept of who and what you truly are. You are all that is. You create your reality. You cannot fail to come to that understanding. Everything else is an illusion that you choose to perpetuate, to exist within. Now, we would break for a moment or two, and if you have any questions, we would be willing to attempt to answer them for you. And in the meantime, we would remind you that we are not separated by time or space, but rather by a vibrational level. And should you choose to interact with us, you have but to express the intent, and we would welcome that opportunity to interact and to share with you. And so we would bid you farewell with love and with peace.